Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Made in Melbourne for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
G'day and welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Adam Samuel. Two men will serve at least 21 years in prison over the bashing death of a gay man at Perth's Middle Swan Reserve in 2013. 48-year-old Warren Batchelor died 2 days after Daniel Jones and Mark Taylor bashed him in a toilet cubicle. Prosecutors argued it was a vigilante attack designed to rid the park of gay men, using the area as a beat. In sentencing, Justice Jenkins said the murder was motivated by hostility and prejudice and said sex in a public place is not a provocation to assault.
The Hobart City Council has joined a chorus of voices calling on the Prime Minister to stop stalling on marriage equality after voting this week to support the reform. The vote was unanimous, backing a motion calling on Tony Abbott to give his MPs a free vote on the matter. Lord Mayor Sue Hickey says councilmen and women had been lobbied by both sides of the argument, but said the council had to make a stand for social inclusion.
A potential rival to Hillary Clinton has delivered the former Secretary of State a subtle jab over her evolving position on marriage equality. Secretary Clinton this week said she believes the Supreme Court should rule that gay marriage is a constitutional right when it hands down a decision this June. It's a departure from her position last year, which was that the matter should be left to the states.
So for me, marriage had always been a matter left to the states. And in many of the conversations that I and my colleagues and supporters had, I fully endorsed the efforts by activists to work state by state. And in fact, that is what is working.
It prompted Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley to accuse Secretary Clinton of lacking principles, releasing this video.
History celebrates profiles in courage, not profiles in convenience. The dignity of every person tells us that the right to marry is not a state right, it is a human right.
Republican hopeful Marco Rubio, meanwhile, was sticking to his opposition to gay marriage. This is Senator Rubio speaking on CBS.
I don't think courts should be making that decision, and I don't believe same-sex marriage is a constitutional right. I also don't believe that your sexual preferences are a choice for the vast and enormous majority of people.
With just a month to go before Ireland's gay marriage referendum, the Yes campaign is banking on young people bringing along older relatives to vote for equality.
Will you come with me?
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
By voting yes on May 22nd, we can change forever what it means to grow up LGBT in Ireland.
The video was produced by the pro-Yes campaigners Belong, and it's already racked up over 300,000 hits online. Voters will go to the polls on May 22nd, and Irish citizens living in Australia are being urged to donate to support the Yes campaign.
And it turns out that Siri, the voice assistant on Apple products, is homophobic, or at least she is in Russia. Apple is calling it a glitch after it was revealed the Russian language version of Siri refuses to answer questions about the locations of gay bars and information about gay marriage.
And briefly now, the Dykes on Bikes were among the groups commemorating 100 years since the landing at Gallipoli, laying a wreath at the Five Dock War Memorial in Sydney.
A group of students in Pennsylvania have lashed out at the pro-LGBT Day of Silence last week, wearing flannel shirts and harassing gay students on what they've dubbed Anti-Gay Day.
Men's Health Mag could have its first ever trans cover model, with Aidan Dowling ahead in the votes to front the annual Ultimate Guy contest.
And a Welsh rugby star has been dumped by the producers of a movie that's based on the out player's life. With that and the rest of QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
The movie that was said to be based on the life of gay Welsh rugby player Gareth Thomas will now no longer feature the star. Instead, Mickey Rourke will play a character named Mick the Blade Collins, and the film will be set in Ireland instead of Wales to appeal to American viewers. Insiders told The Sun that Thomas was upset about being cut, but hopes the new film, titled Irish Thunder, will raise awareness about the difficulties gay sportsmen face coming out. And a Western Bulldogs fan was evicted from an AFL match last week for making homophobic remarks towards a Richmond player. Tigers players alerted the authorities to the offender who made anti-gay comments towards Richmond defender Alex Rance. The patron's details have been passed on to the AFL, but no further action has been taken, despite the Dogs condemning the behaviour.
Thanks, Tanya. And that's Q&N for another week. I'm Adam Samuel.
And I'm Jacob Holman.
Thanks to the team at Q&N. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the Q&N podcast, available at joy.org.au/Q&N. Or you can follow Q&N on Twitter at QNN Australia. At QNN Australia.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.